Paul, are you there, Paul?
Yes, I am. How are you this morning?
Paul, I'm doing great, man. I had a little confusion here. There's a lot of numbers on the screen, baby.
Tim, I've got an update, and then I have two questions for you, if I could.
Okay, go ahead. Yes.
First, I called in a couple of weeks ago, and I had a problem. We built a house, and I had a problem with the doors in the house. If you open the door and kind of let it go, it would just swing wide open.
Right.
And you gave me some advice, first to do the Zulu warrior dance of door healing, and then top pins out.
Yes.
Took it out to the garage, wrapped it a couple times on the cement, put it back in, and miraculously the door worked just fine.
What do you mean miraculously, man? I knew it would happen. I was bred with great skills and magic.
Exorcism powers are fully intact.
Yes. All righty. Okay. So now what's your questions?
Two questions. The first, I have five women that live in my house.
We're sorry to hear that, man. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get in such trouble when I get home. So anyway, go ahead.
And I am so sick of cleaning out the drains. They're full of hair. And, you know, they just clog real easy, the bathtub drains.
Yes.
Is there anything that I can do to keep that from happening? Because I've got to take the whole drain apart and, you know, reach down there with a screwdriver or a pick to try to pull out these wads of hair. I hate it.
There, short of shaving their heads, there's nothing to do. Because I'll tell you what, human hair, it's some tough stuff. You know what I mean? It's just not going to go away. So I would see if you could get a little cooperation out of these women. I mean, sometimes some are much more cooperative than others. And I'm hoping that at the end of each shower, if they would just bend over and take the hair out of the strainer right at the top, you know? And,
right.
And if they would just do that, that would really minimize your problem, you know, of stuff getting through into the actual trap area and the stopper. You know, that stopper is where the big problem happens.
Right.
So if you could just get them to cooperate, that would help a lot. And I you know, other than that, you're just going to have to keep doing it.
Okay.
Anything else?
Second question is, we have, and I'm not a builder, so forgive me if I use the wrong terminology. We have vinyl siding on the house.
Yes, okay.
And on one side of the house, it has like a, the vinyl siding is supposed to be like a yellow. And it's building up, I don't know, a greenish mold or a greenish tint.
Okay, it's probably just algae on the vinyl siding, and you want to clean it off.
Right. How do I get it off?
Just try some, I know this sounds crazy, if you got any liquid dish soap at your house? You know, like Dawn detergent, you know, that you squirt into the kitchen sink?
Yeah.
Yeah, just put some of that into a bucket of water. Go out there with a kind of a softer brush, not the stiff nylon brush, okay?
Okay.
And even just a sponge. I mean, just like a regular big sponge that you might use to wash a car with.
Right.
And just rinse, get some water on the siding first, hit it with that soapy water, rinse it like you would a car, and it should look perfect. It's that simple.
Okay.
Nothing to it. Very, very simple.
Okay, I'll try that.
All right, Paul. Good luck with those women.
Thanks, Tim.
All righty, buddy. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.